It was easy to sit at home and be content. But, you know, just being here, seeing you guys' faces, you know, that's why I play.
One of the best to ever do it. Champ Bailey on Tuesday returned to the place where he spent 10 of his 15 seasons in the NFL and in front of several former teammates put a close on what will surely be a Hall of Fame career.
It's real tough walking away because I've been doing this thing for the last 28 years and I never thought this day would come. Just like all NFL athletes don't think it's going to end. I'm one of those guys, but you know, when the reality hits, it's here.
Earlier in the day, Bailey signed paperwork to end his career as a Denver Bronco, and he'll arguably go down as the best defender in team history, finishing his storied career with 52 interceptions and 12 Pro Bowl selections, the most ever by a defensive back.
Intercepted Champ Bailey at the 5.
I just hope they say I played with everything I had, you know. I play hard, I play smart, tough. And I was a great teammate, and that's all that matters.
Bailey was the 7th overall pick in the 1999 draft, and 5 years later was part of a blockbuster trade that sent him to Denver.
And it was special. When I got here, we had high hopes, and I felt like coming here was a great thing because the Broncos were always in contention to win the title. Even to this day, and every year I've been here, we've always had a chance to win. And it's been special to me, and I'm glad to say I was a part of it.
There are several iconic moments that will define his career. None more notable, though, than his 100-yard interception return against Tom Brady and the Patriots in a 2005 AFC Divisional playoff game.
Buddy Brady flushed and throws on the run. Pass going to be intercepted. Champ Bailey in the end zone. Down the sideline. Bailey, 30, 40, foot race. Bailey stepped out of a tackle.
It changed the game at that moment. I mean, I would never say that back when I was playing, but at that moment, That flipped that game. You know, it was a big point swing at that time. We got to the championship game after that, gave us a shot at the Super Bowl, or going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it was definitely one of the best memories I had.
A year later, Bailey had what could be considered the best season ever by a cornerback when he was thrown at 35 times, allowed just 4 catches, and led the league with 10 interceptions.
And you just kind of waited for that big moment. He always made big plays. I mean, whenever someone was crazy enough to test him, he'd make a big play. And like I said, in practice was huge because you had to raise your game. Even in one-on-ones, no matter what it was, you had to raise your game if you wanted to go against him.
When I would line up and I would look to my left, there was a certain comfort I got. And I said in my mind, man, I'm playing with Champ Bailey. That's Champ Bailey over there. I'm talking about the first time we got on the football field together in preseason. That's when I had the club after I broke my hand. With that club in my hand, I said, man, that's Champ Bailey. I'm actually playing with Champ Bailey on the side.
Bailey played at a Pro Bowl level through the 2012 season and fittingly ended his celebrated career by finally winning an AFC championship and playing in the Super Bowl.
Honestly, the best moments I had weren't on the field. You know, I love football, but it's, like I said, it's really about these guys, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stories I could tell, but, you know, I don't really want to incriminate myself or them. But we had a lot of fun. That's really what I miss the most, just the camaraderie, being around the guys, building relationships. I made a lot of friends.
As for what's next for the 36-year-old Bailey, he said that football will most likely be a part of his future. As for now, he'll take some time off and, quote, enjoy not waking up every morning sore. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.